Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. We are waiting for Lamaya to arrive.
Okay, great. And are the other directors in the office with you? Oh, I see Mr. Arenda in the background.
Yes. I'm going to move the computer here so that all of the directors can be seen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
It looks like a cavernous Alex room you guys are in.
And do we have any public
Good morning. Okay. Lamaya, why don't you come on over here so that at least he's in.
I
don't
have a
desk on.
I have a monitor on it. I can't see, so don't worry about that. It makes two of us.
We should have two joining us. Okay, so since we have a quorum, and we have a play, Alex. Alex?
Yes, good morning.
Am I supposed to be reading the special notice, the teleconferencing stuff, and the Zoom? Is that required?
What is the special notice regarding teleconferencing? I don't know what document you're referring to.
The agenda. Because I noticed the other day at some meetings that they read the accessibility stuff. I'm just going to not do it, but you can let me know later.
No, it's okay, not necessary.
I'm going to call. Okay, thank you. I'm going to call to order the special meeting of East Kern Healthcare District Board of Directors on Wednesday, March 17th, 2021 at 9:35 a.m. Pledge of Allegiance. Richard, would you lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
No.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And Tiffany, you want to call the here? And I'm hoping Chu will join us on Zoom, two more public, so we'll see. My clipboard is eating me. Okay, so I need a motion to approve the agenda. I would like to rearrange it and put item B as item A and item A as item B. Is that okay with everybody? I'd like to have our report first so that we know more what we're talking about. So we would have the two people that motioned will put item B as item A and item A as item B. And Tiffany, will you take a roll call vote, please? Yes. Okay, so with that, David Aranda, would you mind going over this report with us? So that we know when we get to item B, exactly all the issues we're dealing with.
And then I spent some time with Tiffany,
I can't hear Mr. Aranda. Could we reposition the laptop so the audio can capture him? Let me hear you again.
Okay.
It's still not being picked up.
So, I'll tell you again. You can see if you pick it up, Alex. I met with Tiffany, and I met with the three city directors plus the director that was hired to show. I also spent some time on the phone with Mr. Sprague, and we spent some time the protest of NAFTA. I went to the elections. Office on Preston and Bakersfield, and basically gathered a lot of information. Tim County Lacker was very helpful. I have a number of documents, including what I would say would be the originating information in this district and the map that I think might serve the district better than the one that exists. I did review the administrative manual. Tiffany was kind enough to send me the contracts that exist with herself, with the CPA, and with, I think, Mr. Spring.
Yes.
So I looked those over. I knew from speaking to Tiffany that basically your previous CPA in previous years, and so I gave Tiffany the name of Negro. And while I was visiting Tiffany, it just so happened she also got a call from Brown Armstrong. So hopefully, we'll get some quotes prior to the next regular scheduled board meeting so that the district can perform the point for the audit. Just to see
I talked to Streamline, and I want to emphasize and look at the website. I'm not saying I saw any issues with the website, but Streamline, we do work for Scottish Springs, we do work for many other districts. There's some advantages to Streamline working with whoever the administrator is here in regard to staying on top of the web page. And need to actually more detail about that than I can. But the bottom line is if the board is interested in doing something with Streamline or web page, the cost would be $50 a month, and there's no contract. You can cancel it at any time. Had that discussion. Obviously, spoke to Linda about helping us out here and possibly turning that into a long-term relationship. Had an interesting discussion with the California Special Justice Association. The legislative department specifically governed. That works for CFCA. He's the one that's most knowledgeable about healthcare districts. I don't know if those of you in the audience are aware, but a few years ago, there was a real push by the state to go after healthcare districts that did not either operate hospitals or contract with hospitals. And so Dylan gave me some insight into that. He told me about a district, the healthcare district up in Northern California, that basically changed who they were to satisfy the state. I looked them up on the web page, did some research on them, and a little detail about that in conjunction with what this healthcare district wants to do in the future. As a board in services, maybe, but also to satisfy, better satisfy.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're really cutting in and out. Could you speak in the direction of the laptop's microphone? I'm sorry.
Is that better?
No, every now and then you have a very clear connection and then it gets staticky. That right there is very clear.
So the section 2 of my report are my preliminary recommendations. With Tiffany giving her notice, that kind of changed the direction a little bit. And just look at areas that I could be of assistance in helping her to grow as the general manager with Tiffany's resignation letter. I felt that there was a pressing need to address the day-to-day operations and keep things running smoothly from a distance standpoint. And I also want to highlight at some point. I think it would be very advantageous for Linda and I if the board decides to go forward with the contract with Linda to move forward in meeting with the CPA up at this district hired so we can all be on the same page. I know you do, and the Linda has some guidelines just later on with them, but that's going to be critical when we go to meeting with. As we all know, the goal is to see two directors appointed so we have a full board of five as soon as possible, but also meeting the election deadlines. And then, what I'd like to do is, as outlined in my report, begin calendaring meetings
I've listed six aunts there, just about older. And my thought process is not overwhelm the board. So breaking it up into short presentations. The board can talk about whether they want to do short presentations like a number of special meetings. We want to do it as a special meeting. I'm open to whatever the board feels most comfortable with. But I think, and also, 1 through 6 aren't necessarily in an order that I feel strongly about. So if the board wants to talk about what they consider to be the most important thing to talk about, I'm fine with that. I was excited in talking to basically everyone about the potential that the East Park Health District has. And so, I think one of the strategies is that our goal is to, instead of coming here on Tuesday night and go across the street from tacos, to work on doing things that benefit the community. I say things, I think my goal and objectives would be
long-range plans, short-range plans.
So we can see some new activity in this district. And then, of course, the long-range plans, the possibility of healthcare district. Mr. Sprague, and speaking of him, and this is just a good overview, but he feels very strongly that this building could be utilized for a good purpose for the healthcare district. Those were his comments. And I know, speaking to all of you that are in the room, everyone has different thoughts about this building, and I think that's a good point.
It's not Eastern Hospital. The legal name is Eastern Healthcare District.
Where is the hospital district?
It's the housing report where it says subject report from DHI management.
Oh, yeah.
Healthcare is
true. That's a very
comprehensive
Eastern
Healthcare. Not being involved, there is a JDA that we are part of along with the faculty, and this was the end of the so we're still we need to check on that.
That's what I was told, and when I asked the district up there, they didn't seem to know what I was talking about, so I will look at that further.
It's the Hospital Valley Health Care District Committee. And Alex lost. Anyway, that JPA is still in existence.
Okay.
And for the rumors, and that's all I have. Hudson was an ex-director. He did not run for pre-election. He's been here for 4 years, so he may want to add him. Because there's institutional knowledge there. So,
regarding this building, we have. Asking about And I'll tell you later who, but we've got a lot of interest here and over there, so we'll have to start having that regularly. On the overview of governance, the three directors that are sitting here now have taken your module one for the governance. So we're going to need, whether we appoint, we're going to need to bring them up to speed. But right now, all three of us have been trained by you to do that.
I knew that, and I was thinking of bringing the, like you just said, bringing the new ones up.
And I, from my perspective, the immediate visibility, we did that with the COVID clinic, and I think if we continue to follow along the lines of what he's asking about. But I think that as we stabilize the admin, the we should be working on a parallel path of something that's visible for the community at the same time. So that's another perspective. And this is, last year was the first year we did a single year audit, correct? So prior to the 2019 audit, we were always on the body. So it's not a disaster. But it's something that we need to address. We have to find the best whatever comes next. Regarding the meeting with the CPA, the CPA was supposed to come report to the board. Okay, so we probably need to bring even to the meeting.
Did they know you're leaving?
To be honest, there hasn't been much of a conflict. There has not been any conflict. I've learned nothing. They are still working on their work. It's just completed. Then the plan was to bring them up.
None that have not already been shared.
Oh, excellent report. Thank you very much for all of this work. And you surprised me that you reached out to legislation at CSBA. I never thought about it. But you clearly unfolded something that we need to think about when we got into this JDA. So thank you for having our backs on that. That's why we have experts
here. I have a number of documents that I've gathered. I don't know if the board would like me to see that they get copies of what I've gathered for your perusal.
But I would like to see is a shared electronic file where we can look at it. We have a whole room full of original. It's not a gym though, so I can't talk about it, but there's lots of people lining up saying we'll help you promote. So we're going to need documents that we can have as a talking point. So we kind of need to see what we've got, what we can get out and what we need to have. And anything else on this item, discussion with the consultant? And then on Alex, do you
Very distantly. I've been able to hear maybe 10% of what's been said.
Aren't you glad we're recording it?
This recording isn't. Now I can hear you well.
Okay.
I'd suggest whoever's speaking should position themselves where you were just a second ago.
Okay, I have my phone somewhere. I don't know what happened to it.
Now I hear you perfectly. But I heard very little of Mr. Aranda's presentation.
Okay, it's all right. We have it in writing, so we're okay.
Okay.
I have a question about, we're going to move on to item B, which we're talking about hiring Linda Cook as a consultant to work with David with the BHI Consulting. But you also suggested that we have this on here as a closed session item to talk about an employee. Since we're not looking at an employee at this point, is there any reason we need to have this discussion in closed session?
There is not. That's an option that the board has if the board wants to speak about employment decision just with counsel outside the public forum. The board can do that in closed session, but that's completely at the board's discretion. So I think that item was listed there to ensure the board had that option, but there's no reason the board has to do it if it doesn't want to do it.
Okay, so we'll move on to item B, which is the discussion of the possible approval to contract with Linda Cook, consultant for administrative services. Can I have a motion on that item? Director Patrick, and a second. Director R. Macedonio, thank you very much. And David, do you want to present about Linda, or do you want to let Linda fend for herself?
I'll start off.
Okay, then come up here so yeah. Alex can hear you.
Where President Macedonio is positioned, it picked up the audio perfectly.
Okay, so I'm standing, perfect. I think, right in her footsteps. Okay.
Yes, it's perfect now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Sorry about that. Okay, so with Tiffany's resignation, I think some of us were losing some sleep on how we were going to move forward with the district and try to keep things running as smooth as possible on the administrative side. I've known Linda now I've known Linda for a long time, but I went to work for a water district in Bakersfield and Linda was the office manager. What I found when I went to work there is that Linda probably did 30% of the things that I used to do as general manager at Stallion Springs. So that was a very pleasant surprise in her work. Accounting functions, management of people, taking care of customer complaints, the whole gamut. And so Linda and I worked, I thought, very well together. When I left the water district, Linda also left at that time. Basically, that water district turned into a mutual is what happened, but that's another story. When I started doing some work in Tehachapi, I contacted Linda, and I have worked with Linda now in regard to Stallion Springs. Linda's currently working 2 days a week there. Previous to that, Linda and I took over and worked with a small community service district also in Tehachapi. Again, she got financials organized, took care of the minutes, the agendas, all the day-to-day items. As I mentioned, she's familiar with streamlined web pages. She's kept those up to date. I just have found her to be very efficient. And even now at Stallion Springs, Stallion has about a $3 million a year budget. We have 9 different departments. And Linda has worked side by side with me in developing the budget for Stallion Springs over the last 3, 4, 5 years. She's great with QuickBooks. She's great with Word, spreadsheets, all those different types of things. You know, the one thing I didn't ask you, Linda, did you used to do, what was it you did with the radio stations a long time ago? So she, I did ask her to bring a resume, you know, for you guys to look at or keep in the file. But that's an overview of Linda. And I can't say enough about how good she produces and how well we work together. And I think we have a common goal, and that is get the job done, get it done right, and move on to the next job.
Hello, can you hear me? Forward
two steps.
Hello?
Forward 1 more step.
Hello?
Right
there. There's no one there?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm with several nonprofits besides my duty David talked about. He mentioned something about some rentals. I've worked for Stockdale Property Management in the past. So I've dealt with some rental situations, just a variety of duties over the years. Not sure exactly what all I'm getting into, but I'm usually pretty flexible and a quick learner, quick study. As he said, I dealt with Streamline with a couple different websites. Stallion Springs, of course, went with me together. Wanted to do something else or weren't ready for that, but I have dealt with websites and other situations, so I'm familiar with that. Just a lot of different levels of things I've done over the years.
Because she could fill all those gaps that I didn't have that knowledge. Never did it help me. Never touched QuickBooks till I was 10. I have to pick this up. So, the fact that you already have that, and I think that includes the benefit for the district, because that fact alone will be a tremendous help. That's one of the reasons that I feel like I could really want is managing all the financials.
And I'm very, very hungry. Missing my
There wasn't a file system, a record system, and I did not know when the MS sets of documents was stored. And then they got returned for the district, locked and covered in mold, and had to just be disposed of. So there's not a file system, and there definitely is not many document characters that were destroyed. So they should be able to find and go back but there is a better system for that now. There was nothing more. So it's a compliment to take it. I am so sorry for Tiffany. I was really tangy on Tiffany as a consultant that now brings me in order. So I am the world's worst. I cannot concentrate what I'm doing and do anything. So there would be papers all over the place. So she has done a yeoman's job of getting this to this point. So there's hope for all of us. But with that said, I'd like to look at the contract.
Silver Saddle Spring 2 days a week, right?
Yeah.
That would give us the opportunity to have you for 2 days or for 3 days, correct? At how many hours per day? Question will be the days. I mean, the hours can be broken down.
Which days do you work?
could you possibly be available Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or next week, or maybe don't worry about Friday. So it would be Monday, Wednesday. And then after Monday, Wednesday of next week, we would have a field for it. So, Then my other question is, would you consider staying a few days past the
semester? I will not be able to attend the next meeting.
Suggestion is that I'm not being available for the meeting. That's kind of what my thought was. I was thinking, and of course, I don't know Linda's schedule. We work on the agenda so that it is prepared for the meeting. And you guys, I don't want to. That was my thinking.
Okay.
Realize my car, so
what else am I doing?
Okay, so I'm here to suggest, and Alex, can you hear me?
No.
No.
Okay, then repeat. Just stay there and repeat. I'm going to suggest that what we do is we start. I'm going to make it that we Linda for 20 hours a week, up to 20 hours a week, to be worked out with the schedule and the year. And then as you get into this, we can revisit the hours. But that way is important. We have some idea of our
next. Is
your
yes, repeat.
I can't hear you. I can't hear a darn thing.
Can you hear me now?
Very distantly.
It's got to be the right side. The speaker's
oh, here we go. Now I hear you. Now I hear you. In the future, we've got to come up with a better audio system, folks. But anyway, I can hear you now.
Karen is proposing to hire Linda for 20 hours a week. Through the transition process.
Up to
20 hours a week.
Subject to revision based on what we find as we go into this.
Subject to revision as things are uncovered.
Okay, so that's my motion.
Let me be clear on something. Is the plan to hire Ms. Cook based on the terms contained in this draft agreement for the period of 90 days? Does the board want counsel to create a longer and more complete employment contract similar to Tiffany's, so that the board is now voting to approve this draft agreement subject to finalizing a full agreement at the regular session, or does the board just want to hire Ms. Cook based on this short contract? I think that this short contract contains essential terms and it is sufficient for purposes of being a contract that'd be binding on the district and on Ms. Cook. So I think the board has discretion if it wants to create a longer, you know, more full contract, or just rely on this short contract that contains only essential terms. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
So, Alex, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to ask Director Patrick to come over and talk, whisper into your ear, because she's got a thought that I want her to express.
And by the way, where you're positioned, I was able to hear that perfectly.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Director.
Okay, so my question is, when you said a longer draft, would it include the pay? Because in the draft that we have, it only states $40 an hour. It does not state the amount of time, or doesn't stipulate days, or it doesn't have any stipulations in it.
In other words, okay, I do think minimum amount of hours a week would be a reasonable thing to include.
Mm-hmm.
Any other terms like that? This document is enough to be a basic contract, but we can have a more, you know, turn this from a one page to a 4 or 5 page document and just include a few more terms. So if the board wants, the board can approve this subject to legal counsel and Ms. Cook agreeing to, you know, drafting a more full contract that can be brought to the board for approval at the regular meeting. That's one approach if we want to do that. And in that case, the board can let me know what other terms should be incorporated into the more full document.
Okay,
so minimum hours of work a week makes a lot of sense.
A minimum of six, up to, but do we want to start with a minimum of 28 hours a week?
I would just say up to
20
hours a week.
Okay. So, Alex, what we would do is approve this up to 20 hours a week from March 22nd through April 6th. With a more complete discussion, agendized and on our meeting for April 6th. Does that work for everybody? I've got two yeses in the room. Does that work for you, Alex?
Let me just repeat that back to make sure I heard it, because that was a little distant. It sounds like you want to you're going to vote on this draft agreement and add the term Ms. Cook will be working up to 20 hours a week for the period March 22nd through April 6th. And then on April 6th, you want the board to have a agenda item for a more full contract that has some more details. Is that right?
Yeah, because by that point, we and they will have a better feel for where we're going, and then we can adjust our expectations so that everybody's on the same page, because we've got to be a team here, and that means we need to share expectations.
You mentioned maximum of 20 hours. Is there a minimum amount of hours?
They're saying no. They don't think so. They're saying, okay, Director Patrick wants to say a minimum of six. Okay, a minimum of six up to 20.
Okay, I think I follow all of that, and that makes sense to me. So the board is going to consider today the draft agreement
and include two additional checkpoints on this draft agreement. First, that Ms. Cook will be working between 6 and 20 hours during the period of the draft agreement, and two, that the draft agreement is going to be in place from March 26 to April 6. And the instruction of the board is that legal counsel work with Ms. Cook to draft a more complete contract, which I suppose we can, I mean, we can discuss those details as we get closer to April 6.
Okay, so Alex, here's what I'm actually thinking. I'm thinking that we can go from March 22nd, not 26th,
22nd.
To April 6th, which is the board meeting. We are then in a regular meeting that will be agendized, and we will have a more detailed discussion. And then from that discussion in the board meeting, we can direct legal counsel and Linda on the next step. Because I think this agreement will get us everywhere we want to go until we all have more visibility. Hold on, Dave was saying something.
Tiffany was kind enough to say that when she got back from the dentist, if Linda and I stuck around, she could start answering questions. So do we want to make it today's date instead of Monday's date is my question.
Okay, Alex, we're going to adjust that.
I heard Mr. Arenda. Today's date is the 17th.
Vote on this motion that we have just clarified to the best of our knowledge.
Director
Paul Mastodonio?
Yes.
Director Richard Mastodonio? Yes. Director Patrick?
Yes.
Okay. And thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for all the important work going through this. Director comments on non-agenda items. I have one that I'm going to pull out of the website discussion, you're talking straight on, that may be where we go. But I saw a presentation of the called Banning the Table, which is about community engagement. So I want us to look at interactive community engagement, not just the website, because it's a whole area that you need to have. So I want to expand that. Director Arnes, is there anything I need to talk about? Okay, so we'll find that today. And David and Linda, if you'll come back with all the details of the transition to the April 6th meeting.
All the, say that again, I'm sorry.
All the little things, the keys to the building, the keys to the bank account, the laptop, all the details of how we go from one person to the next. Yeah, stand up. And okay, I think what the record is asking is that in our role of oversight, we must be kept together because we can, when COVID struck and surprised everybody, it was the real way to go. So we would like to be very aware and creative for going forward.
Okay. Public comments for non-agenda items. Do you have anything to say?
I'm just Linda's resume, so.
Thank you for that. Okay, thank you. And so then, at this point, we are not going to have a closed session because it's not necessary. So that means Alex doesn't have to report out about what he can't hear about. So that brings us to staff comments. Oh, yeah, staff comments. Do you have any comments? Alex? Alex?
Okay, hello. I'll just make a couple comments for the record. I think you already mentioned we won't be going into closed session because it's not necessary. I'd suggest that what I ought to be doing is working with Ms. Cook and Tiffany between now and April 6 on the details of the longer form contract. And I think probably the starting point would be to send over Tiffany's contract as a working draft, and we can operate off of that rather than reinvent the wheel. So that'd be my only comment. Well, and I'd also add, if we're going to have more meetings in this hybrid format, somebody ought to, or the district ought to, invest in some kind of speakerphone or something else to establish a more stable connection, because this video will not be easy to use for members of the public. So I'd suggest, if we're going to use this format in the future, we're going to have to put a little more consideration into the technical aspect, unfortunately. That'd be my only comment other than that.
All right, and I agree with you on that, and this is wonderful, and it's beautiful that we were hoping the public, we don't have any idea if they didn't show up or if they couldn't show up. The tech is definitely something they have to improve, because our engagement with the community is going to require us to have accessibility. Okay, so moving on from there,
just that April just is meeting, since there's not a lot of time.
Okay, so Tiffany is suggesting that our April 6th meeting be Zoom only, because that gives us more time to look at this technology. So I think that would be okay with everybody. And I think there is a third page on the agenda that I can arrange to move. Oh, so now I'm asking for a motion to adjourn.
With that done, thank you, everybody. Thank you for a wonderful
meeting.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So they didn't ever show that they were attempting to join.
I have no idea. But the reason I invited them is two people that have said they might be interested in being a director.
And I got one letter of intent yesterday.